jumped down while I located the problem. It was a 2-inch roofing nail, jammed right between the treads. A punji stake perfectly placed. A millimeter to the left or right, and it wouldn't have punctured the thick mutters. I was debating pulling it out or leaving it in when I heard, "What happened?" Coming from behind me. Great, just what I need. I turned to see Jennifer walking up from our office. I said, "Got a flat." She said, "What? This behemoth got a flat tire? I thought it was indestructible." I inwardly cringed. I had had to do a lot of convincing to get Jennifer to allow me to purchase the Jeep, since it was officially a Grolier Recovery Services vehicle, and thus a joint decision. And part of that had been how an archaeological research firm needed a 4-wheel drive vehicle that was made for abuse. When I'd come home with a 1984 CJ7 with a full roll cage and giant gumber mutter tires, she demanded I take it back. I'd worn her down, and now I was going to get the backlash. She turned to Knuckles and said, "That's our company car, believe it or not. Like, we have to drive through a swamp each day to get to work." Seeing he was about to be put between the two of us, and wanting no part of it, he said, "That dungeon is pretty cool. I didn't know how old this city was.